Is America today our forefathers' vision? This question seems so simple to me, and as much as it pains me to say it, the answer is no. I do not even believe that America today is our Heavenly Father's vision. If the forefathers of America saw that there were people taking away our freedom of speech as well as abusing it, the government trying to take away our guns, violent protests happening, and freedom of religion no longer being tolerated, they would be severely disappointed in mankind. Freedom of speech is a unique privilege that many places do not have, yet it currently feels wasted on Americans. Cursing is normalized, and we have slang made up of random words that nobody knows how to use. Although our government allows us freedom of speech, it is our fellow citizens who take it away from us. It almost feels like a fever dream now because you are either an outcast for voicing a difference of opinion or canceled because someone takes that opinion the wrong way. Meanwhile, our world is so heavenly influenced by devices that nobody talks to each other anyway. The First Amendment states freedom of speech is the right to speak, write, and share ideas and opinions without facing punishment from the government. I guess if we are going by this definition, then we have kept freedom of speech from our twisted world. But Americans abuse this privilege when we do not honor our forefathers' intent to allow productive collaboration and idea sharing without fear of punishment. The reality of our world is there is crime and evil, which is why it is important to have our guns to protect ourselves. The Second Amendment specifically tells us the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The ability to feel protected should not be overlooked or taken away. It seems now that on every news channel you see clips of how guns have hurt people and certain politicians saying we must get rid of guns to solve the world's problems. This thinking is naive because if they do take our guns, evil people will just use other means to cause harm, and they cannot take every possible threat away in fear of something happening. Taking away our guns will only cause more problems. If the only thing you are able to do if your home is getting robbed is call 911 and then wait for the police to show up while someone is actively rummaging around your house, there's a good chance your stuff will be stolen and the trespasser will harm you. Some people also allow fear to control their lives, and if having something like a gun at all times that can protect them against a dangerous person makes them feel safer, they should be allowed to have it, assuming they practice gun safety. We do not have to agree with everything our government tells us. The First Amendment even says we have the right to peacefully protest. It is when we cross the line of peaceful into violent that we start getting these rights taken away. Our forefathers put these rights into place in order to give we the people a voice and freedom. While it is rare to have freedom of speech in a country, it is a whole other level to allow citizens to disagree and take action against things they do not like. Especially today, when everyone disagrees on everything, it is a privilege to have these rights. Although today multiple people abuse this and protests quickly turn violent and destructive, this type of extreme protesting dominated the news during 2020. Either peaceful protests did not make for very interesting news, or what our forefathers envisioned for protests has been distorted. One of the most important amendments, in my opinion, is freedom of religion. Currently, it feels like everyone is hating on each other because of what they believe. Coins and dollars in the U.S. clearly have printed on them "In God We Trust," but now it is close to getting removed. TV shows mention every other religion besides Christianity, and Christians get tons of hate and discrimination. The amendments do not specifically say we have to be accepting and believe in every religion, but it does say we have the freedom to have them. People's hopes and beliefs are what they live for, and no one has the right to take that away. Our forefathers made America with a plan and a vision for the future. They observed things that needed to be in place in order to make America great and prosperous, and formed America based on those observations. The Constitution reflects the forefathers' vision by outlining rights such as freedom of speech, the right to bear arms, the right to peacefully protest, and freedom of religion. Even though these rights do not seem to be appreciated today, my hope for the future is that these things will be seen as a privilege and not just a right. After all, countless brave and selfless Americans have fought and continue to fight in our armed forces so we may enjoy these privileges and never take them or those who fight for them for granted. May we honor the sacrifices and patriotism of our forefathers in forming this great nation of the United States of America by ensuring we abide by their vision as reflected in the U.S. Constitution.